My precious family, I want to share with you some observations I've had and the necessity of commitment in this time and season. As we approach Halloween, the enemy's troops are preparing all kinds of stumbling blocks for us to try and shake us from our resolve to be faithful. Yeah, as a matter of fact, somebody was on our property tonight, believe it or not, out in the middle of nowhere, and in a vehicle. Maybe they're poaching. Who knows? Anyway, I want to share with you the Lord's clarification about the refuge and why we are here. At the present time, we are here together as a loving family, working for Him in whatever way He assigns to us. That requires a great deal of detachment from everything the world values. Another thing that's required is patience, flexibility, and a willingness to go the extra mile. Nobody likes being told what to do unless they have so totally forsaken themselves for Christ that they don't care what they're doing or what freedoms they are deprived of as long as they are in God's perfect will. And those kinds of souls work out really well here, knowing that they're supposed to be here. They can put up with just about anything. The refuge is not a place where we just tuck away and pray and serve those who come here so they can have all the free time they want. This is a place where necessity dictates what each must do to supply for all the needs. This is a place where necessity dictates what each must do to supply for the needs of all. So, some cook, some build, some write, some clean house, some cut wood, and others run errands and go out on ministry once a week, which we have a ministry to the local poor every other week where we deliver food and spend time with each one and pray for their needs. Some work in ministry actively from early morning until 2 a.m., with, of course, their 5 hours of prayer, while others who are here only put in maybe 2 hours. As I said, necessity dictates what each does, and although we get a good 5 hours of prayer free time and free time at night, with winter coming on, there are preparations to be made. Like cutting wood, you know, putting things in order for the winter. And I believe some people who may be retired and older are thinking of all the free time they will have when they arrive here. But although we have a few retired people, this is no place to lay back and rest. I reached the age of retirement about 12 years ago, but I consider it only the beginning of my life because the Lord continues to give me very important work to do, and He supplies the graces, and I want to do it. We are in a war zone, and our ministry is very intense. Two of us have channels which we must keep up with, and loads of correspondence. We need help with little tasks of housekeeping and sewing habits, etc. Because we are in a war zone, this is no place to retire and lay back. This is an opportunity for us to spend the last years of our lives living on fire for the Lord and doing whatever is needed day to day in order to further His ministry through us. Lord, would you please speak a few words about this? Jesus began, "I know the hearts of each soul here, and they are all good. Yet the flesh is strong, and not all want to give their all to further my plans for this ministry on earth. My dear brides, this is not a place of ease where you get plenty of hours to follow your fancies. Privacy for some of you is also scarce, and I know that it's been difficult. But, my loved ones, this is my army, and we are not at peace. In fact, we are on the precipice of destruction. Some are called here because they have ministries to the outside world, and I'm supporting and protecting that because the very lives of desperate souls are being touched and saved from perdition. Others do not have ministries as yet, and they have the opportunity to serve the ones that do, to make it possible for them to minister, in order that they have time to carry on with their ministries. As I have been watching the community grow, there are some who are less than enthusiastic about serving. First and foremost, this is a place of service and learning to follow, along with many hours assigned specifically for prayer. I have tried to make it clear that this is not an end times hideaway. A time may come for that, but each has a work to fulfill to keep my kingdom and agenda running smoothly. I have seen that those I have called here for certain tasks that are vital to the community's welfare have been sidetracked into jobs others should be doing. My heart is that the work should be balanced, and just because you're enthusiastic about helping, you should not jump and run every time there is a need. Those of you involved in administration should not be in the kitchen. I have plans to increase venues for this ministry, and because you are in the kitchen, I cannot implement them. When you see that others are not willing to step up and help, and you take their place, you are derailing my plans to get the messages around the world. It is not my heart to let the messages gather dust, and those who are here and want to be served should be looking for a retirement community or a quiet place in the world, somewhere where they will have all the free time they want. I do not want my warriors serving those who are not enthusiastic about my mission through Mother Claire and Mother Alicia. I will be with them wherever they go, but this is not the place to sit back and retire. I need boots on the ground, filling in for the needs of others, not requiring ministers to sacrifice their ministries to do household chores and cooking for those who want more freedom. This is boot camp, my dear ones, and if you are weary from serving in the world and want your ease, you should move on and find a suitable place rather than being an additional weight on the community. However, those who wish to stay and work hard because they love me and want to make sacrifices of their time and energy for this specific ministry, those I am preparing for greater things. Their love for me has made them want to be here wholeheartedly, even when it entails the necessity for long hours and sacrifices that they were not informed of. They will learn how to reach out and serve and not be a burden on their brothers and sisters who are hard at work. Because you want to serve me with all your heart, and you are content to work as hard as the others and even longer hours sometimes, doing more menial tasks, I will count your eagerness to serve, to be a part of the team, as a great offering of love. I am asking you to take a deeper look at what you want from this life, especially what you want to give to me in this life before I take you home. If you find the requirements here too taxing, it is best to consider another lifestyle before the winter sets in and things get very cold and restricted. I am not sending anyone away. I'm only asking you to take an honest look at what you are willing to give and what you are not willing to give, and make an honest decision based on that. And wherever you go, should you decide to go, I will go with you and be with you, and you can always be a heart dweller. And for the others, you have borne patiently with the extra work entailed in letting new people come in. And I want to set you free from that so you can continue on with your ministries. Please, my brides, live an honest life. Be forthright in living choices. By this you will find much greater peace and happiness, doing what is truly fit for you and others who must provide for you. And to any others who are considering coming, I would tell you ahead of time that this is a place where you must have a servant's heart and meet the immediate needs of others at times who are involved in demanding full-time ministries. This is not an end times retreat community. This is a working, serving, ministering community. And the work is hard, the conditions are hard, and less than ideal. But you will know deep in your heart if you are willing to take a portion of the work on your shoulders for the good of others. In any case, I will be with you wherever you go, but be honest with your needs and requirements. This is a prayer community with a focus on ministry and prayer, and you will first be required to follow and serve before any other ministries become apparent for you to be involved in. You are greatly valued and loved, and will always be a part of what happens here, even if only from a distance. Even then, I will hear and answer your prayers for this community.